Why are we bad at picking good leaders? A better way to evaluate leadership potential. Authors Jeffrey Cohn and Jay Moran. Why don't we pick effective leaders? For starters, the reason can be broken down into two areas: the what and the how. The what aspect refers to the particular qualities to seek in a potential leader. Should the person be empathetic, smart, forward-thinking, creative? What attributes are most important? Once this question has been settled, the next hurdle is determining whether a candidate possesses the requisite traits. This is the how. Is the quality hidden? Is it measurable? Is the candidate bluffing? And how can you fairly and accurately compare two or more candidates? The answer lies in following seven characteristics to distinguish good leaders from bad ones. 1. Integrity. Integrity is the fundamental leadership attribute. In essence, integrity boils down to honesty, consistency, and solid ethics. Leaders who possess integrity follow up on their promises. They match their words with their deeds. They eschew deception. They treat people consistently and apply rules evenly. Finally, leaders with integrity don't unfairly jeopardize others in order to advance their own agendas. This potential for deceit also underscores why a lack of integrity is so dangerous in the hands of those who are intellectually gifted and can use their impressive cognitive skills in dramatic, undetectable ways. Given their access to power and information, they are in a unique position to exploit organizational interests. But effective leaders do not conduct themselves in this manner. For them, transparency and leadership are one and the same. 2. Empathy. Another critical attribute of leadership is empathy, the capacity to share another person's emotions or feelings. Highly empathetic individuals are able to detect an emotional state in others and then experience a reciprocal state in themselves. Empathy involves a fundamental ability to tune into others. Empathy is critical for leadership for many reasons. Combined with integrity, it drives trust. It gives followers a sense that their interests are being looked after, and this creates positive energy. Followers who sense that a leader appreciates them are motivated to carry out their duties in a more committed way. How does this work? Part of the reason is physiological. When one person laughs, for example, it sets off a chain reaction that continues back and forth and is carried on to others. Listen for this next time you're in a movie theatre watching a comedy. 3. Emotional intelligence. Leaders need to understand their blind spots and weaknesses as much as their strengths. They need to be able to listen to others and expose themselves to new ideas. They need to evolve and adapt to new challenges. They need to work well with diverse personalities. These demands require a disciplined, mature mind, which is by no means easy. All of us are flawed and have room to grow, yet confronting our own flaws requires considerable effort. Those in positions of leadership operate under heightened scrutiny and face much greater demands. Consequently, the level of a leader's emotional intelligence, as it's commonly called, can have tremendous impact. Without it, all the passion, vision, and cognitive ability in the world are not enough to let a leader last. Emotional intelligence is at least twice as important as other competencies, such as technical skills or cognitive ability, in terms of driving performance. Some experts claim that the impact on performance is not as great. Nevertheless, most agree that it is an important attribute of effective leadership, and we have found in our assessment practice that emotional intelligence is a key predictor of leadership success. 4. Vision. Like the concept of leadership itself, the term vision is frequently abused. Undisciplined commentators treat it as a kind of catch-all for everything that they can't easily explain. The CEO of FedEx said that the primary task of leadership is to communicate the vision and the values of an organization. We all want leaders who possess a sense of where to go. We need direction. This is true for individuals and for organisations. Otherwise, we get bogged down in our daily lives with no sense of purpose or overall mission. Conditioned to the rules, norms and expectations of our immediate surroundings, we fall victim to cynicism. We lose the ability to think big, to dream big, and to embrace the mystery of the not yet started. Visionary leaders, however, are usually forward-minded and imaginative, and they can look out onto the horizon with a sense of possibility and wonder. 5. Judgments. Good judgment is essential for effective leadership. It enables a leader to steer the group from point A to point B. The quality of a leader's judgment doesn't fit neatly into a headline the way integrity might. Judgment is nuanced and process-orientated, more ongoing. Many years can pass before the effects of a leader's judgment are made clear. Good judgment essentially means good decision-making. This sounds simple enough, but the origins of how and why people make the decisions they do are actually quite complex. It is tempting to believe that most choices we make are the product of rational thinking. In reality, emotion, bias, trust, stress, and instinct all have a way of creeping in. For example, many people vote for a political candidate based on gut or because they consider the candidate likeable. Similarly, all of us have made impulse purchases at one time or another. Remember that new watch or pair of shoes that you just had to have? What about those trendy sunglasses? Another important determination of judgment is experience. How important is experience for making good decisions? Some people believe it is everything. George Clemenceau famously remarked, "All that I know, I have learnt after 30. Others believe good judgment can emerge at a relatively young age, but true wisdom, the kind of measured decision-making that's impervious to emotion and ego, probably takes closer to a full lifetime to obtain. 6. Courage. Many people believe that courage is the absence of fear, but this is not true. Rather, courage is the ability to act in spite of great fear or, as Hemingway memorably said, courage is the ability to act with the grace under pressure. To fear, we should also add risk, danger, and ambiguity. People who exercise courage are aware of the weighty circumstances they're confronting, yet they still find a way to march on. Along with love, courage is probably world literature's most common theme. No great advances are ever made without a healthy dose of courage. Courage can be understood as a profound level of human balance and centeredness. It is an emotional commitment to what one is doing, to one's core values, or in the value of one's organizational mission. Courage is an emotional commitment because it frequently requires action that might not seem logical in terms of short-term payoffs. Objective reasoning might dictate staying silent, for example, or pursuing a path of self-preservation. But courage runs deeper. It is part of what we frequently call character. People with courage are not easily swayed from their moral centre, even in the face of great pressure, uncertainty or opposition. Instead, they take action. 7. Passion. The passion we are referring to describes a person's drive. We often hear the phrase, "He puts a lot of passion into his work," or "She has enormous passion." Usually this means that someone displays plenty of emotion or determination. Passion is a quality that all effective leaders have, although they possess and express it in different ways. Sometimes this passion is obvious and comes out in bursts of enthusiasm and emotion. But it can also be less visible, like a powerful inner engine that impels a leader forward.